Hello, this is John Andrew Clayton, pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, your pastor for the day. I want to read for you and reflect with you on Simeon's song in Luke 2:25-33. This is the third and final poetic outburst in Luke's gospel. As you trace the narrative of Luke's story, it's as if he can't help but erupt in song as he worships his Messiah. We first see this in Luke 1, verses 46-55 with Mary's song. Second, we see this in Luke 1, 67-79 with Zechariah's prophecy. And now finally, in the story of Simeon, we get the third and final song over the course of Luke's story about the coming of Jesus. We meet Simeon in Luke 2, verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. If I'm challenged and encouraged by anything in Simeon's song, it is his ever-present awareness of his deep need for Jesus. If you remember from verse 25, Simeon has been waiting for the consolation of Israel. This tells us a lot about who Simeon was as a person. It tells us a lot about the contours of his hope as he trusted in the Old Testament's promises for a Messiah who would bring about God's full and final restoration. And now here in the temple, as he sweeps the child Jesus up into his arms, he meets the fulfillment of all of his hope, the fulfillment of all of the Old Testament promises here in this child Jesus. Simeon is deeply aware of his need for God's help. And now here in this story, he is deeply aware that God has provided. He is deeply aware of God's provision for him and for all of God's people in his Messiah, Jesus. Simeon says, "My eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." If you are anything like me, it can be difficult to sit before the Lord and against the backdrop of all of the world's distractions to remember who we have in Jesus, to worship the Lord on account of who he is and what he's done for us in the gospel. And this is such a beautiful story that reminds us of the opportunity that we have as Christians to calm our hearts, to calm our minds, and to sit before the Lord in worship. Simeon certainly had many things going on in the background of his life, but here in this moment, he's worried about one thing, and that's meeting Jesus. I'm encouraged and challenged by this story, and I hope you are as well, to take some time, even in the context of your life and whatever the distractions are that make it difficult for you to do this, to quiet yourself before the Lord and to remember Jesus, to rejoice in who he is and what he's done for us in the gospel. I hope this has encouraged you. And again, my name is John Andrew Clayton from Pompey Community Church, and it has been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.